You're listening to Botched Stories by Cade Botcher. Tonight, listen to Cade tell the story of Goldilocks and the Three Ninja Bears.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cade. Today, I'm going to tell you the story about Goldilocks and the Three Ninja Bears. Okay, so I don't want to have to do a girl voice. So the part of Goldilocks will be played by my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Cade.
Okay, once upon a time, there was this girl named Goldilocks.
Hello.
No, Dad, Goldilocks is a girl.
Oh, right. Hi, my name is Goldilocks. How's that?
Hey. Anyway, Goldilocks was walking, trotting through the forest, when all of a sudden, a squirrel jumps out in front of her.
Oh, it's just a squirrel. You frightened me.
You bet it did, Goldie. Because this squirrel was 20 feet tall and in a bad mood.
What? Kate, are you sure you're reading the right story?
Try to stay in character, Dad. Next thing Goldie knows, the giant squirrel starts licking its lips like it's gonna eat Goldilocks. So Goldilocks starts running. Goldilocks can't run that fast, Dad.
But it's going to eat me!
Just as the giant squirrel is about to get Goldilocks, three ninja bears jumped out of the bushes and landed a super Maginold fist punch right in the giant squirrel's face.
Oh, thank heavens. I'm saved.
Think again, Goldie.
Huh?
Baby Bear runs up to Goldie and says,
"This is for sitting in my chair and breaking it."
Then Baby Bear begins chewing up Goldilocks' leg. Dad, I told you to stay in character. Much better. Thanks, Dad. Then Mama Bear gets a running start and says, "This is what you get for eating all our porridge and not leaving us some." And Mama Bear gave Goldilocks a deluxe Chuck Norris roundhouse kick. Then Papa Bear, the biggest, toughest ninja bear, gave Goldilocks his ninja stare of death and says,
"This is for sleeping in our beds. I'm not even making them."
Then Papa Bear jumps straight up in the air and went so high he touched the clouds. Then he came speeding down, tucked himself in a ball, and landed right on Goldie's stomach. The ninja cannonball dive of doom. Goldilocks just lay there. What a mess. Then the three ninja bears jumped into the trees, disappearing like ninjas do. And probably living happily ever after. Oh yeah. And Goldilocks learned her lesson that day. Stay out of other people's stuff, or the ninja bears will come and get you.
Kate, that is not how that story goes. Give me that book.
Hey!
Let me see.
That's for taking Kate's book.
Thanks, Ninja Bear.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you for listening to Botched Stories by Cade Botcher. Tune in next time to hear Cade tell the story of the Three Livid Pigs.
I think you mean little pigs.
They're not little, Dad.